I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. iPad, iPhone, Skype, Droid, Bluetooth. Many of us are old enough to remember that a text is something to read rather than do. Tablets had 10 commandments on them rather than Wi-Fi connections. And a tweet is the sound made by a bird rather than a digital verb. Some of us yearn for simpler days when the word communication wasn't preceded by the letter E. Or perhaps we embrace with gusto today's electronic bells, whistles, and imperative. As we hear in this encore essay, for Caleb Woodhouse, the relationship between yesteryear and yesterday is quite complex.
I believe in utilitarianism, the philosophy of living by what works rather than by what looks good. I've been a lifelong utilitarian in, for example, bicycling. When I summered in Little Compton as a boy, back in World War II, everyone cycled. My bike was a rusty old clunker with wide handlebars, a single gear, a coaster brake, and balloon tires. I used to muscle it around town in good company with my peers. But when, after the war, my friends began to acquire fancy English Raleigh bicycles with three-speed gears, I was both outdistanced and outclassed. And, over time, when some of my crowd got driver's licenses, I was left, physically and socially, still further behind. I was stubborn. Such modern fripperies as skinny tires and squealy handbrakes were beneath me. Real bicycles, like mine, were for getting one from point A to point B, never mind the flashy looks or minutes saved. They promoted strong legs, endurance, character, and an appreciation of the countryside. Faithful to my clunker, I became a very puritanical utilitarian. But in 1952, my sophomore year at Brown, temptation beckoned. Family friends, now with departed grown children, presented me with a used but classy Raleigh three-geared and hand-braked bike. But how to get it the 35 miles from Providence to Little Compton? Suppressing my utilitarian disdain for its modern enhancement, I would pedal it down myself. So, setting out via Waterman Street, the Old Red Bridge, Route 6's traffic, Fall River's cobblestones, and Tiverton's main road, I eventually reached home. With several sensible rest stops, the trip took under 4 hours, and I wasn't stiff for more than 2 days. Despite the appalling lack of a helmet, mirror, or high-visibility clothing, I'm still proud of getting both myself and my bike all this distance from point A to point B, a triumph for utilitarianism. Today, fancier bikes and younger cyclists set the tone. They pass by my house all the time, gorgeously attired, enviably fit, hurtling down towards the harbor, only to turn around and speed back to wherever they started, traveling from point A to point A. How idle and extravagant, the old utilitarian inside me sniffs as I place my tennis gear in the child seat, long minus its cushions, of a wobbly-wheeled, one-geared, 40-year-old bicycle, which I slowly pedal over to the tennis courts nearby.
Caleb Woodhouse is a 1954 graduate of Brown University and a retired history teacher. He lives and rides his bicycle in Little Compton, Rhode Island, with his wife, Alessandra. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.